I'm taking the only train going to Crow this afternoon, the Holland America Express. It's crowded with tourists and they're eager to talk about the mammoth hunt. They've only seen them on TV for the last 10 years. Americans are buzzing about Texas Governor Emily Avila and her formal entry into the presidential race, and they assure me that she'll have their vote. My earbud translates their Spanish as they speak. Certainly our own Prime Minister Gutierrez would welcome the cultural solidarity of North America should Avila win. When the train glides into Crow, I'm greeted and pulled into a hunting party made up of three elders and four other men, two of them teens, but riding their own hoverdos. I'm seated behind Gwich'in elder Kibi Tetlichi. Helmets on, we all zoom out through the downtown streets of Crow to excited, cheering tourists waving red pennants. The hunters wave back as they jet by. When we leave Crow, we pass through the remnants of Old Crow. The roofs of sunken buildings have grown over with grass, and the calm chatter from the men grows silent till we're out of the village. At this point, there's a yell and every driver leans forward, switching to the side dials as we jump to 200 clicks. I've done this three times before, but it's still a rush. Green and blue are all you see in the sides, and I try to keep my feet in the stirrups, far from the magnetic field. My video glasses are recording and sending it straight to Freely, and I hope he's adding narration because I can't speak. One of the younger hunters spots part of the herd and signals the rest of us, and we slow down and veer to the right like a swarm of hornets. Even from this distance, mammoth are amazing sights. They stroll as they graze, six or seven in a cohort. We park and everyone's on striders after this, gliding with the grace of hockey players just inches above the ground. I stay at a safe distance to get a wide shot of the hunt. The elders have targeted a mature male, his tusks curve inward, and the group races in pursuit, spreading out like rays, keeping their eyes on the land beneath them and the mammoth who haven't yet realized they've been chosen as this year's kill. The men duck and dart around these huge animals, trying to separate the male from the cohort. He sees them, trumpets and swipes at them with his trunk. The other mammoths come after the hunting party until there's a tangled dance of animals and hunters across the knolls of the park. The hunters coordinate an attack formation and shoot. It takes three blasts to get the mammoths to stumble and finally thunder to the ground. Since they can only shoot one a year, the Gwich'in must now scare the rest of the mammoth away. It'll take them the better part of 3 days to carve up the meat. I skate to the group, hearing them laugh and talk to each other. They pose for photographs. I ask them what they thought of the Hokkaido series. The what? They ask. The third series of mammoths. Are they hardier, more disease resistant? Yeah. Wow, what a chase, huh? They laugh and look at each other. What's gotten into you, they ask. You sound like a reporter. Now I laugh. One of them walks to the hindquarters, says, lot of meat on him. Two of them start to set up camp. The others take out knives and begin dressing the kill, cutting a long line along the stomach. We're live, of course, with my visor recording everything, and I do a close-up on the stomach contents, hoping the Japanese will love the guts coming out. I say to the elders, you know, you must appreciate the Japanese a lot for these Hokkaido mammoths. These are incredible gifts, eh? They look at each other. They say, you want to do an interview now? Well, you know, we can just talk. Well, they go back to work. I'm so failing, it's not funny. This is why we never go live. One guy describes the hunt as fun. More fun than caribou would have been, that's for sure, says one of the younger men. They just stood around. At this, Elder Tetlichi stops. You don't know, he says. Mammoth don't replace caribou. Another elder waves his hand over the land. They covered the hills like water. and you can almost see his hand recreate the herds as he speaks. Elder Tetlichi continues, "We have no tradition with the mammoth. We have no medicine with mammoth. We did this for the young so they would have something." He looks at me. "We took a bunch of hairy elephants for Japan. That's what we did. They should be happy we let them borrow the land." "That would be stunning news in Tokyo." The elder smiles. "No one listens. We tell you that our whole lifestyle is on the line. What do you think about lifestyle? You get a new lifestyle every time a new computer comes out. What do you care about a lifestyle?" The men are silent until another elder says, "I got a new lifestyle in the mail yesterday, did I tell you?" They laugh. I sent Randy the tapes. He loved them, whittled them down to 10 minutes. I didn't hear from Freely. Not anything. I knew if I had any shot of moving up, I was going to have to find my next story by myself.